Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. According to archaeologists, the site on which Corinth was built was occupied during the Bronze Age, around 3000 B.C. The city built on that site was destroyed around 2000 B.C. Corinth was a thriving city from about the 8th century B.C. and again during the Hellenistic period until it was devastated by the Romans in 146 B.C. The city lay in ruins for about 100 years and was rebuilt by Julius Caesar in 46 B.C. It became a Roman colony just 2 short years later. Corinth was populated with Greeks from around the area and by retired Roman legionnaires. It continues to be a rather important city even in modern times. Since the city of Corinth has been continuously occupied for the last 200 years, it has not been possible for archaeologists to excavate to learn more about ancient Corinth. Archaeological work was begun at Corinth in 1898 under the supervision of the American School of Classical Studies. The excavations at Corinth provide some insight into what the city was like when Paul lived and preached there. Because of an earthquake in 1956, several sites for exploration have been opened. There have been significant discoveries at Corinth. Scholars have found the Temple of Apollo, the god of manly beauty, and the Temple of Aphrodite, the so-called goddess of love. Two magnificent theaters were located, one that would seat about 14,000 people, and the other about 3,000. The Isthmian Games, like Olympic Games, were held every other year. A number of monuments mention these games. Poseidon, the god of the sea, was honored by these games. Starting marks for games were uncovered. Could Paul have had these games in mind when he wrote? Do you not know that they who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain. And every man who strives for the mastery uses self-control in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as one who beats the air, but I keep my body under me and bring it into subjection, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself might be a castaway. 1 Corinthians 9:24 through 27. Archaeologists made two major discoveries at Corinth. They found a stone door lintel that bore a part of the name Synagogue of the Hebrews. You no doubt remember Paul's visit to the synagogue at Corinth. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and persuaded the Jews and the Greeks. Acts 18:4. Crispus served as the chief ruler of the synagogue until he was converted and went with Paul. Acts 18:8. Sosthenes succeeded Crispus, and then Sosthenes was also converted to Christ. Acts 18:17. Paul wrote the Roman letter from Corinth. In that letter he mentions Erastus, the chamberlain of the city. Romans 16:23. Archaeologists found a paving block which bore the inscription, Erastus, procurator, aedile, laid the pavement at his own expense. The word aedile seems to be a synonym of the word superintendent. Scholars are generally agreed that this Erastus was the one Paul mentioned in the Roman letter. The archaeological discoveries are important for several reasons. They give us a general understanding of life at Corinth during Paul's visit there. They provide some specific confirmation of people and places. The discoveries also aid in our interpretation of the sacred text. 1 Corinthians 8 mentions the meat that was sold in the marketplaces at Corinth. Archaeologists have uncovered the remains of some of these ancient butcher shops. In one place, they found 33 stalls. There was a sales area, and behind that a workshop. Further back, there were living quarters for the family. This gives us insight into what occurred in the city of Corinth. Thank you, and may God bless you.